From time to time, it's good to do blank.
From time to time, it's good. It's good to cheat from time to time.
Cheat?
Now the flat, the flat, the flat. Now the flat, the flat. Yo, man, it's your boy Boston Richie.
Oh, my God, girl, that's Boston?
The double XL freshman.
I can't make no moves without my brother. Niggas hating on them boys. Say they rich off bubble. I'm on some roster shit.
Spin dope from the nanos. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
Wait, you know what? I want to ask you, actually. Because somebody wrote this comment, but they're using so much Florida slang. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
He said...
Say it without the Florida slang.
How you going to do that?
He's my translator. Make this shit make sense to me.
He said, I jet to my dog. I was up the street. Jet said 2 hours, not up the street. He was in Orlando and I was in Jax. He just saying like Jet.
Yeah,
like,
nigga
like nigga say Jet, I'm up the street. And he's saying basically 2 hours not in 2 hours is not up the street. I'm in Orlando, you in Jacksonville. That's like that's 2 hours apart. He basically saying you not up the street.
I just tell my dog.
It just how
I was up the street. Jit said 2 hours.
He said I just. He probably said I just. That's supposed to mean like I just.
But is that how you guys pronounce
it? Yeah, because, like, you don't, nobody don't, like, Florida, nobody don't pronounce the words all the way, like, I'm doing it now because I'm talking, but if I'm talking to him, it's going to sound like a whole bunch of gibberish because I'm just be, like, shortening my words.
This ain't from Florida, though.
Why?
There's somebody to impersonate.
Not impersonate.
I'm looking at it.
Like, he reading what
he
the dude was saying
like,
or whoever.
Dude,
yeah, he reading that. Whatever the dude was saying on the whoever's on the thing on the video.
That ain't.
We don't
say that. The jab
was throwing
me
off.
Saying, I just hit my dog.
Oh, that's probably like.
Yeah, he missing a word. That's why you get confused.
Okay.
You'll say jab, I'm like, I just.
Why jab love? Nah, like, why jab love?
I just love.
Florida has a lot of slang actually right now.
Florida slang not 100% slang that.
It's.
Even slang, it's
this is how we talk.
Even with Jit, like, who the fuck started Jit? Where did that come from?
You've been saying that whole life, Jit.
Your whole life?
Jit,
your
little egg laugh.
Before I was born.
That's just how they say.
I thought that mean kid.
It do, but nigga be like, man, Jit, your little...
Why are you calling the kid ugly?
Nigga be like, Jit, your little egg laugh. Jit, your ass tripping. It's just like... See, like, we don't just use Jit as a... Like, you see it, be like, but Jit ass bad as hell. I mean, like a kid, somebody younger than you.
Got that.
But then I might hear him like, Jit, where your ass at? It's just a slang.
So
like,
just like nigga.
Yeah, it's a slang. Like, Jit, your ass tripping.
Got it.
Jit can be used in so many ways.
Everybody in Florida, and every neighborhood you go with somebody's name, you're
going to
have a super Jit, a big Jit.
Oh, God.
A big Jit?
That's like names, like.
I tell you, he gonna tell me,
hey,
quarter my dumb right
here. Damn, my you was that where we from. They use that in Miami.
Yo,
what
he thinks she's saying?
What?
That's my dime.
Hey, that's what y'all be saying, right?
That's what they saying.
Nah, they ain't saying that.
Dime.
It's dumb. Like, dumb. It's a Haitian word.
It's really dime, but the Haitians say it like dumb.
So they say dumb.
That's me, like, that's my girl. Like, this is my dime right here.
But you calling her dumb.
No, dime, like, they said, they Haitian, so they said, like, dime, like, you know,
he's
they talk,
dumb.
Haitians talk different, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta call Haitian and see what I really say.
It's my dime right here.
I thought
Man, they use it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, like, Yanks, as in us using, say, this is my dime, but the Haitian, Miami nigga gonna use it D-A-M-E, you know what I'm saying? They don't use it how we use it, yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's fucked up.
No, Florida is actually a really interesting state because shit is so divided, but then also so mixed together.
Oh, God.
It's very interesting. Okay. But speaking of dimes, I want to talk about, they let me hear your project early. So even on the intro, you talked about Ain't Gonna Lie. You have a line where you say, Goyard bags for all your hoes. What's the qualification to be one of your hoes if you out here giving out Goyard bags?
it just give you the mind frame of like, Like at the beginning of my song, Black Troy, like, you feel me? Like, all my bitches be a reflection of me. It's basically like, shit, I walk around with Go Yard. So it's like, if you my girl, it's only right. Whatever I get, you get. So it's like, if I could buy you a Go Yard bag, you mean everything to me, you feel me? Because I want you to have the same shit I have. And they ain't cheap, you feel me? Like,
okay.
One of them situations right there.
That's real. So, when you say all your hoes, you don't really mean, like, a plethora of bitches.
Nah, but it's just like, I'm doing music at the same time. So, it's like, I'm making it sound good. You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with a lot of females. I talk too much trick talk, man. I may have to buy 10 females to Go Yard per man. I can't.
You do talk a lot of trick talk.
Yeah, so
like, is that just, like, a Florida thing?
Nah, I wouldn't say it's a Florida thing, because... Shit, it's just a player thing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it ain't everybody, cause I got homeboys that be like, boy, you fucking it up for me out here. Like, but they know I'm your homeboy, so when I get them, they be expecting me to come how you come, bro. I can't do that. Not saying like they ain't got the money, they just saying like, bro, I ain't giving a bit nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one of them.
So, okay, so it seems like are you like a relationship type of person?
Yeah, and no. It just all depends on the chemistry. But I'm more of a having like a relationship, because it's easier just having somebody that like
you can rely on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for the, it be the simple shit. Like, it's like the type of person I am. I can't just be calling a million hoes to handle the business I need to be handled, because it's like I can't put everybody into that world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody don't qualify to be in that world, in that position. So, like, but it ain't nothing like having somebody I could be like, hey, go do this. Or somebody you could just really, at the end of the day, just lean on and talk to and be able to depend on.
That's real. What's your sign?
Aquarius. I'm sensitive.
Aquarius. Oh, my God. Hold on. You tuck your money. It's falling out your pocket. I don't want it on camera and shit. But Aquarius.
I mean, it's ready to be spent on something.
Oh. Go Yard Bags. New York City. No, for let sure. me stop. But, okay, that's interesting. I know Aquarius are, like, they don't like to communicate.
Yeah, in a way.
Like, they'll love you but won't say shit. I don't get that.
Oh, no, it's more of a thing, like, well, I know, I can't really speak for all Aquarius, but I know, like, as in me sometimes being as Aquarius, is like, it's more of a thought of, like, you know, you want people to be more of like the type of person you is. Like, I ain't gotta be around somebody and they gotta tell me they going through something for me to understand that they going through something. I could just read out body language. So it'd be more one of them things, like, as an Aquarius, like, you expect people to be around you and be like, okay, damn, I know what type of mood we in right now. Okay, damn, I know if he needs somebody to talk to, or if I know, like, damn, I know this is one of the moments he don't wanna talk, he going through something, it just be like one of them situations right there. So, like, it's more of a situation where you should already know than not know. You should be in the know at all the time.
Understood. I know on the record what they did, you had a line about, like, men being the prize, or, like, you being the prize.
Yeah, correct.
Do you really feel like that, or do you think women are the prize?
Man,
I feel like this is something I see on Twitter, like, a lot.
I could just really be all honesty, like, if we speaking in the terms we live in now, as in, like, within the social media, all the stuff females want, I just feel like it don't go for everybody, but I can give it a good 98%. Majority of the men I hear are pride, they prize, because, like, these days, like, as in the times now, and then as of the time I seen growing up, seeing my mama, seeing other females, females these days ain't really got too much of nothing to offer, you know what I'm saying? 95% of the females out here, everything they got accumulated through the nigga they deal with, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you ain't, like, when you go to talk about, like, having something to offer, it ain't always about, like, materialistic. But these days, a lot of females don't be having shit to offer at all, period.
A lot of niggas don't be having shit to offer either.
Money. And that's what the females be chasing. So, like, I'm
barely,
surprised.
Though. If
I
got you're all, an anomaly.
Listen,
you
if
know
I
that,
got all
right?
the money on, and you ain't got none, and you want my money, I'm the prize. You chasing after what I got.
You not chasing
you
after what she got?
You got one thing.
I'm about to say.
You got,
like,
one thing that I want. But guess what, though? I don't got to get that. I can go somewhere else and pay for it. if it's that, if it came down to it.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. It all feel the same. So it's just like these days it's just kind of different. I just feel like it's just kind of different. Like the loving these days kind of different from what I seen growing up with my grandma and my granddad, my mama, my dad, and my aunties. And like everybody was married. Everybody was in a relationship no matter like, you know, I rarely see people get married these days. You feel me?
Shout out to Matt. He actually just got married. My first adult man, wedding. Hey,
man, you motivate me, man. I'm finna buy a ring, man.
Yo, shut up.
I'm finna buy me a ring, man. I ain't know people still get married no more.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, hell yeah, I want to get married.
Okay.
For sure. All
right. You want to get married, but I feel like when it comes to, like, men being the prize or women being the prize, you just have to find the right woman.
The prize. That's why I say it ain't for all females. Now, I wouldn't even put that on all females. I just said, like, it just all depends on who the right one. Like, a lot of people go wrong because they be trying to find their females on IG.
Yeah. I feel like that's everybody, though.
Yeah.
This is just the climate that we're in now.
Right. It's bad. I just hope they delete IG one day, just go back to the real world. I'm gonna have my way out here. Not like that, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't believe
not
you.
With the females, but I'm just saying, like, period. Like, because I could move around without IG.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I hate Instagram. Okay, another line that I thought was funny, you said you be working out and you still don't have a six pack. Ain't no way you really been working out that long and you still ain't getting
like,
no six pack.
It's more of like a two-way, it's more of like a two-way answer. Like,
okay.
Been working out my whole life, ain't got no six, whatever I said, never got no six pack. So like, it just really like, it ain't really necessarily meaning like
a real
six pack. It's just like, I've been going hard my whole life, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never worked out consistently.
I think you.
I probably can get some, but I ain't got an ability to work out every day. I ain't gonna lie.
But what you meant by it is like, you've been putting the time in.
Yeah, my whole life.
But I feel like you are seeing the six.
Yeah,
pack.
Result,
you
yeah, are yeah, seeing. Yeah, like yeah, in real life. But shit, I can't get it in real life though. Like,
oh
real
god, you really could though.
I probably could, but I don't think I got the consistency. I ain't gonna say I don't, but I ain't put my mind to it yet.
Nah, I understand. Trust me, I do.
Waking up, going to the gym every day, boy.
Yeah.
My schedule too messed up for that.
Understood. Okay. But I do feel like you're definitely, like, getting your flowers now. The light has definitely been shining on you crazy this year.
Right.
Congrats on the freshman class list.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that.
How did that feel?
It felt good. It really, like, it felt good, but it's more of a, like, situation, like, it just, like, motivated me more, like, as a knowing, like, damn, I was just watching people on SSL, now I'm on here, I wonder what else can I do, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, one of them things, like.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, because, like, shit, I was putting in that work. So, like, one of them things, like, when you know your heart, like, I know I'm going, but it's like, damn, is I'm going? One of them things like that.
And then when you got that kind of solidified it, I feel
yeah,
like.
When you got it, like, okay, now we got something to work with now.
Were you nervous about the freestyle? I always love asking that because it's just like you and your class. Like, you guys are the cream of the crop.
I mean, the only part what made the most nervous is like, because like, from a person watching it, it just looked like it's just the rappers there, people playing beat, cameraman. But boy, they don't know behind that camera was 100 people sitting back there looking at everybody like this. Everybody, family, friends, the production people, and whoever labels they signed to. Man, when I did, it was like 100 people sitting in that bit, but it was so many people in there. And just like, y'all on the spot, like, beat playing, everybody doing their freestyle, all eyes on y'all, everybody recording. It's just like, that's the only part.
That is a lot. Yeah, that's a big ass audience. Not gonna lie.
It's a lot.
That's funny. Okay, I like that. So, tell me about Bubba Land. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I really got the, Bubba Land dropped Friday. Well, Bubba Land really like more like, okay, I did the public housing. I took everybody to where like I'm from, how I was raised, you know what I'm saying? So Bubba Land is more of like, I won't say imagination, but it's just more of my world now. Like, I'm bringing everybody to me now. I took y'all to the projects, now I'm bringing you to me. You know what I'm saying? How I feel, what I went through. Or the good, bad, I'm just bringing you to, like, the real world of me, you know what I'm saying? That's all Bubba Land consists of, for real.
So what does it look like? Because from the projects to Bubbaland, you're new to Bubbaland, right? You're still kind of crafting and creating what
that
is.
Like, it's just like, yeah, I'm there. I'm bringing it to everybody, but at the same time, I'm still fixing
it. It's new for you, too, So, what, like, tell me about the transition. Like, how are you loving it? Where are some things you're battling? I know in one of the records you talked about, like, somebody switching up on you and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it just really more consists of, like, I can say, like, from public housing, I gave, like, go mode, get money, females, cars. I just say Bubbaland really just, like, I'm bringing it to my world, like, introducing a person to me for these last 9 months, what I done felt, what I done went through, the good, the bad. It's just like, I could really say, like, the Bubbaland is, like, one of them tastes where, like, I went through months and months. Locked in the studio, I ain't doing nothing. Like, going out, no doing nothing. Just locked in the studio, playing everything. No matter how I felt, if it was embarrassing. Like, just putting all of it into it. Like, I just put my whole world into that.
Are you nervous about the feedback? Since you're being transparent?
This one of the ones. This one of the ones. I done sat back months. 8 months. Like, just recording. But I really was supposed to drop my tape way back in. July. But it's like, I record so much music. So, like, we had the tape picked that way May and June. But it's like, I probably do, like, 10 songs a day. So, like, as we just going through the music, I'm making new music every day. Send it to them boys. Send it to the label. They hearing these, and they like, damn, but this it right here. So, like, through my, that just was the process that's what drug us all the way to now. Making so much music. Just
10 songs a day is crazy.
Yeah, I make a lot. I'll be in that studio for real.
You might as well just flood the streets on some Gucci shit. Just
yeah,
like,
that's what the plan is. I probably got so much music right now, but...
So you do want to do that?
Yeah, that's the plan. Nah, because I already told the label, like, well, we all really on the same page, like, no more send back months without dropping. We putting it out there now.
Yeah. Cause I feel like it kills momentum.
Yeah, it do kill a lot of momentum when you don't drop music consistently.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna play a game. It's a fill in the blank. It's pretty simple.
Why you look at me like that? He like.
You don't gotta be nervous. It's easy. The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I give a fuck. For real.
I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually what? What can I say though? Well, I can't believe I wasn't rapping when I was younger. Mm. If I was been rapping, but okay. I would probably be with Drake at right now.
Okay. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank. You said Busta Rhymes.
What can I say? What's something that I really... Say it again.
I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank. Like, what's something you want to learn more about?
What can I say? Stocks.
Stocks? Yeah. That's a good one, actually.
Stocks.
I feel that. Okay. I would die without blank.
Money.
Fuck money.
You need the money. Like,
you need it, but...
Them bills do every first. You ain't got it, but... I see homeless people every day, but I don't want to go there. So, like, you need it. I say God, though.
I love that. Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Like, damn, I wasted a lot of time on unnecessary things.
Yeah. We all did. It's all right. You're still mad young. You be talking like...
I feel old, though. Like, I've been out here for years, so it's just like, damn. A lot of stuff I just really be looking back, like, damn, if I really could have been doing that when I was young, I could have been really way more advanced at the age. Now that way I be trying to have my nephews on point. My son on point, because, like, if you can get it early...
You already won.
You won.
Yeah.
For real.
That's true. Well, everything's on God's timing.
Right, correct. By that.
From time to time, it's good to do blank. What do you do to, like, relax?
From time to time, it's good to cheat from time to time.
Cheat?
Nah, I'll just flat, just flat, just flat. Nah, I'll just flat, just flat.
That's not even funny.
Nah, I'll just flat, just flat, just flat.
Oh, God.
Hey, look. Nah, I'll just flat. Nah, but from time to time,
yo,
man.
I hate niggas.
Nah, I'm just bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all would get me killed at the crib. I'm just playing. I'm dead joking.
Okay.
I'm dead joking.
So from time to time, it's good to play.
I'm dead joking, boy. From time to time, man, I say, man, it's good to take breaks.
Yeah.
And the breaks is needed because sometimes you'll be going so hard. And you really be thinking you're on point, but you really be just needing that extra break sometimes to gather your thoughts, get your mind together, and really just sit back and see what's really going on.
When you take a break, what do you do? I know a lot of guys be playing video games. Other people take vacations. Like, what's your...
I take a break. I hang out.
Oh, just with your friends?
I go to the club. We get drunk. We slide. We just fishing. I go fishing.
Okay.
I love fishing. That's probably one of my favorite things to do with fishing.
Are you being serious or is this JoJo?
I'm dead serious.
Oh,
I got
really?
A lake in my backyard.
What?
I'm dead serious. I probably, if I could get paid for going fishing, I wouldn't even be rapping. That's how much I love fishing.
That's fire, actually.
For real, but I love fish for real, for
Who
real.
Who taught you how to fish?
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Well, she taught me. I remember like a long time ago, me and my brother used to always go fishing with her. But it's like, I could be fishing in one spot. Don't catch. Now my grandma come racked up and catch. Like, I used to be like, damn, I ain't never going to fish with grandma again. She got them little tricks on her butt. It's like, when she passed away, and then as I went, like, going fishing more and more, I really just, like, found out how to really fish. Like, so that what made me, like, really love fish. For
brought
real.
You peace.
Yeah, it bring me a lot of peace, yeah.
That's dope. I like that. Way better than cheating.
Nah, we don't do cheating. Black man don't cheat.
Oh, please. Okay.
And they cheat with emotion.
And niggas cheat with non-emotion?
And if you smile, you cheat.
What?
You smile to another dude the wrong way, you cheat.
That's nuts.
You cheat. You cheat. Because what my dad always told me, if you make him laugh, you can...
You wink, shit, what?
So it's like, you gotta just watch what you do out here when you're in a relationship with the wrong person.
Yo, I feel like laughing with somebody else is not equal cheating. You could really have a good platonic relationship with somebody.
Who you?
Oh, a dude?
Yeah, anybody. You don't have any girls that are friends? You don't have any girls that are friends?
I'm not friends with no females.
You're going to be crossing the boundaries of, like, I may be laid up with my girl and you calling.
Right.
And we friends, but, like,
I had to.
Still will clap you. That's the only reason I'm being your friend. That's why.
So now I ain't gonna lie. I really I do actually got, like, two females that I call my home girls.
But they can't call you every day.
Only reason why I'm allowing myself to be friends with them because I'm not attracted to them sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't a female I'd be like.
So this
damn.
Is you controlling your urges. This is how you maintain your.
Yeah,
thing.
See, like
like oh my god.
Now you gotta think about it like this. It's easier for me to be friends with a person I'm not sexually attracted to, because, like, in my head, I know, like, damn, you ain't my type. I won't even hit you. Not saying she ugly. Not saying nothing. You just not my type. But what if I got this girl over here? She bad to the bone. I'm going to be like, damn, boy. You might be my friend till I can get it.
Oh my god.
I'm just keeping it real. So, like, I just know, like, you just got to know yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know I try you, like, I don't even want to, like, even.
But you see how.
But
because
what if they try me?
No, please.
I ain't you to, you. To
you see how, like, you put these rules on your girl based off of your lack of discipline?
No, I'm just bullshitting, but at the same time,
no, I don't believe you.
I'm just bullshitting, but this is something you need to know at this time. See, like a female, it's like with a female, it's like it becomes an emotional attachment. Like if say you go with him, but I'm your homeboy, like we just like every day, like me and you can say like every day, like we work together just every day, me and you go on a date. Not on a date, we co-workers. We homeboy. You my friend at the same time, but like every day we just go like, we go out to eat. Every day on our break, me and you out to eat together. We talking, we bonding. I'm getting to know you better, 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 like as in a relationship, like one thing you do gotta know as in a relationship, like you gonna go through things, like it's gonna, you gonna hit hardships, bro. If like you can't do it no more. And I might already be in your head, your friend you can lean on at all times. Now you and him going through it, I'm already knowing you on a mental level, on a physical level, so like
it's an easier
a female be like easily falling to them hands, like as in like, cause like they already don't bond with the dude on an emotional level, so like it's easier. Like females, they go off emotional attachment. You get what I'm saying? So it's gonna be easier for a female to fall into a person they call a friend hand. Cause like you go 9 times out of a female, they'll tell you like one of the bodies they got is a person who was their friend before. No. You can agree on that. Look at you. You got quiet. Why you got quiet? Why she got quiet though?
All right.
But tell niggas.
You being friend with a man gonna take away from your nigga.
Oh, why you always David?
All right, I don't want to.
Yo, she gonna hit you with that. Oh, David always asked me how I'm doing today. You didn't ask me that in a week.
Well, I think there's boundaries to everything, right? So I think like if you do have a guy who's a friend, you shouldn't be going out to eat with him every day. I don't know if like, y'all do work together. There's just boundaries.
Is that David want to hear you cry? David want to hear everything that I want to hear. Like, what the fuck you crying for? That's how I'm gonna be.
And David want to be like, come on. Oh,
but I ain't sensitive like David, so it's really unfair to me because I ain't David.
Like, you can't put that on me.
You don't think David trying to fuck?
Look. I'm just being real with you. In the back of David's head, David like, boy, if I get a chance, boy.
Before I get
the pussy. Boy, Christopher Lewis, nice, boy.
Oh, my God.
God, I'm
about to
hit you tomorrow, call you tomorrow, but I still fuck with
nigga,
you.
Nigga, that's terrible, and it's terrible across. Everything y'all just said was terrible across the board.
But you know what they say, though? Truth hurts.
Nigga, yeah. Girls can have guys
you
friends. And
rude girls until you get the pussy?
Girls ain't got.
Right.
She want you to forget all the.
All the time you put me through the hard shit.
All right. Y'all do this little complaining session after my fucking interview.
First night, the longest relationship. We gonna be friends forever, or we might be in a relationship forever.
We got it out. We got it out of our system.
Like, oh, you thought I was the biggest, I thought you was the biggest. You now when you don't let me in.
Nah, this nigga pissing me off.
You be like, one time on a boat, I had sex the first night. Yeah, now it's in my head, like.
All right. This has turned into some barbershop shit. Okay.
I'm ready to.
That was a lot. I don't like y'all. I don't like you niggas. Like, what? I will say this. As long as there's boundaries within the friendship, I think it's okay in a relationship.
I wait a year, Drake pull up, tell him to go on tour bus, he smacked.
That sounds hella personal.
Nah, because I do it. Sometimes I do it like that. That's about a girl.
That's how I be there. Everybody only got before.
Oh, my God. All right.
Who this for?
All right. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I made a complete fool of myself when I sold out on a female on Instagram and went home and laid up with her.
You hit her on IG and then laid up with her?
I sold out on IG.
The fuck is sold her out?
Like, pussy ass bitch, fuck you.
Then, you cursed her out.
Sold out.
Okay.
Like, nigga, I'm going to sell your ass out when I see you. Y'all don't use that?
Mm-mm.
Damn, y'all fucked up.
You know what sold me out?
You know what sold me out
mean?
Bro, I be like, but that nigga down there sold my ass out when he see me. That mean like, he just dogged me. They just dogged me out. All right,
maybe I'm just old, but okay, go ahead. So you sold a girl out and then laid up with her.
Went home and laid up with her.
Sounds like love.
It's love, yeah.
It sounds like love. All right, you would never believe me if I told you blank.
Oh, no.
All right.
It's easy to believe what I say.
Try it.
Oh, no, no. Let me see. What can I say? I was going to say fishing, but I already told you.
Yeah, that one was good. All right. It's all right. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is... I'm goofy as hell.
Okay.
Like, at all times, when I'm supposed to be serious, I'm going to be goofy. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I can see, you guys are all...
Nah, you ain't seen that yet.
This is calm? Because this is only half the crew.
This ain't even calm right here. This is just like a 1%.
I can't.
You catch us on that lit, what? Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Bubba Land out this Friday. What else can the people expect from you this year?
Man, we got merch dropping right after the Bubba Land album release party. Tour on the way.
Headlining or who you with?
Oh, yeah, my tour.
Your tour?
Yeah, my tour. I'm bringing a couple people with me, though.
Love that.
Oh, Go Yard Baz on the way.
Huh?
Go Yard Baz on the way.
For real?
For the certified members, for the certified member, though.
Members of what?
My collection.
Okay. Everybody gets a Go Yard?
No, only one person. But she just finna get, it's her time to re-up on Go Yard Baz now.
Okay. Well, we love that. Shout out to Sis getting the Go Yard. When, in that line, I was thinking, you know how, like, Kanye was buying the girl, his new girl and all the friends fucking, what type of bags was he buying them? It was a,
I think I remember that.
Not a Go Yard, it's a different bag.
I'd do some shit like that, but it's just like.
No, what? That shit was nuts. Why the fuck was he doing that?
Like, yeah, I gotta buy all the bottles, right?
Oh, he bought them all Hermes bags.
Oh yeah, he popped it.
But it's like, nigga was wildin'.
But it's like, if me and you talking, and I'd be like, yeah, bring your friends to the club. We finna go up.
Club is cool. Dinner is cool.
Them bottles, boy, the bottles ain't cheap.
Especially New York.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that and food over you buying them bags. That's crazy. But if you got it, then you got it. Then, hey.
Right by that.
If you got it, you got it. But, all right, shout out your Instagram where everybody know where they can follow you.
Man, shout out my Instagram, man. Real Boston Richie. That's it.
All right.
Take everything on all platforms, Real Boston Richie. No underscores, no dots, no none. Just Real Boston Richie.
Bubba Land 3.
Oh, Facebook is my real name.
JoJo?
JoJo.
Why you came in here telling me your name is JoJo?
Because that's my alias. See,
that's not what you your gotta... alias no more. Now niggas don't.
Like one of them. When you hit JoJo, I know them all ears then.
Oh, man.
When you be like, hey, JoJo, and then I'm coming, running and coming. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, thank you, JoJo, for stopping by.
Yeah, you learn quick. You learn fast.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, peace.
I.